Those pine cones are the future for the species, and this initial data will help researchers know what to do with them.
If we start to see that these droughts are happening more often, we could think about trying to plant pine cones in locations where there's getting more moisture from fog.
First, though, he's got to hike more to find those spots where the Bishop Pines are thriving. For NPR News, I'm Jed Kim.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are trading. Hard red winter July wheat is 523 and a quarter, up 9. September, 531, up 7 and 3 quarters. Soft July wheat, 502 and a half, up 8 and 3 quarters. September, 507 and a half, up 8 and 3 quarters. July corn, 357 and 3 quarters, up 5 and a half. September, 363 and 3 quarters, up 5 and a half. December, 374 and a half, up 5 and a half. July soybeans, 943 and 3 quarters, up 17 and 3 quarters. September, 918, up 16 and a half. November, 918, up 16 and 3 quarters. July soybean meal, 303, now 302.90, up 630. July soybean oil, 34.90, up 39. June live cattle, 153.05, down 10, now 2 2 and a half. August feeders, 223, 27 and a half, down 27 and a half. And June lean hogs are 83.95, and they are down 70. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave. It's sort of fun to be on the air a day when the market's up for a change.
Yeah, do you know that song, you pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start all over again?
I have heard that before.
That's soybeans today.
That is soybeans today. I'll tell you, we got two or three things merging here causing this little rally today. Number one, the dollar is down greatly this morning, down over a full percent, down 1.3 actually. We got a full moon that generally creates crazy things to happen, and we've got the funds have been tremendously short, and the cycle trend people like Dan Zwicker and some of those guys are calling for high energy days today and tomorrow. So all that put together and the sort of a dismal progress planning in the beans sort of looks for a nice rally today.
One of the things that I've been kind of keeping an eye on is the spread activity within the soybean complex, particularly the August NOV, and it is now down to something like,
11 cents.
Yeah, 11 cents. So it has narrowed a lot in recent trading sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And I am beginning to wonder if that will be a play going forward, reversing itself into a bull spread on the idea that commercials, especially crushers, and then after that exporters, are going to need to source soybeans between now and when new crop comes on.
Very good possibility, Dave, and I say that out of there aren't many beans left, in the 100-mile circle around New Market, Indiana. We really drew on those very, very early in harvest last year. They've been crushing at full speed as much as they can, and the farmers just don't have big stocks of beans on hand, and those that do are in very, very stubborn holders' hands, and we might have to pay up a little bit for them. I know that a couple elevators went off very hard, a bit as much as 40 over for beans, and they still wanted $10. So we're going to maybe have to get up to that $10 mark to get beans to move again, at least in the central Indiana area.
And then in the new crop, which would be the other part of the argument, that 500 million bushel ending stock number that USDA has tossed out there is still pretty heavy.
It's very heavy. I mean, as you look at that, that is tremendously big. I mean, when you consider that You know, when we started last year, we were under a fifth of that, you know, less than 20%. So that's a tremendously big number. Now, will that come to fruition here as we see things carry on? You know, will we see a lot more prevent plant in some of these beans? When you're looking at Missouri and North Carolina and Kansas and some of the places that are far behind on planting and their crop rate's not as good, will we see as much here? But, you know, still very big anticipations for South America's crop again.
And then I think about poor November soybeans. Not only are they on the short end of the stick on the inner commodity spread, they're also on the short end of the stick if people want to buy maybe December corn and sell on November soybeans.
Yeah. I mean, as we look here along the way, the cool weather, the everything along the way, why there's a little bit more worry about how much corn we'll have as compared to how much how many beans we'll have, just because of the world supplies or differentials.
So does that spread also widen? I mean, it's already pretty close. What it was, it close to 2.5 to 1. Does that widen out any further?
What you mean? You mean to narrow in a little more?
Yeah, to narrow in a little more, right.
It has a little room to narrow in a little bit there, Dave. But, you know, it's probably going to stay in that 2.3 to 2.4 to 1.
I saw a survey taken today, and it suggests that a number of corn producers who have stored old crop corn, either on farm or at the elevator, may be willing to roll the dice and move it in the new crop.
I saw the same survey. That was one of the things. It was surprising, wasn't it? 27% of the farmers were willing to hold all that they had stored.
Yes.
If they don't see a price increase in through harvest and to double up their crop years. That seemed very high to me, and you know, that's going to make stocks a lot tighter for ethanol plants and that to buy if they don't come up to where they want to be.
I think the attitude might change if we get through a pollination in good shape, but I found it interesting that that many people, and then another 15% saying, well, I'll let some go now, but I'm also going to hold some.
Yeah, and that puts up to a high percentage of the crop that will be carried in. Of course, we know the carryout's supposed to be fairly big, so some people do have to do that, but it is just amazing that they're saying already that there are just no plans of selling any and carrying it on into the next year. Very, very dangerous. They've got a lot of money on the table waiting for black to turn up.
Let's go back to the soybeans. July now is up 17 and three quarters, and now you got to begin to think that it can threaten last week's high and maybe make new weekly highs from a week ago.
You know, it's very possible. We'll have to just see how many shorts are wanting to run for the door all at once here. You know, the funds were heavily overloaded on the short side, and the boat was getting ready to tip. And basically, along with, like you said, the dollar and a few other things coming in line along with it to cause a little short covering rally today, we'll just see how many of the funds want to go and whether how self-fulfilling their own prophecies can be.
So you're a hedger, and you've done some minor portion of new crop because you don't like the prices so much, but you had to start somewhere. So you have started. Do you wait on any hedging, keep your hands in your pocket all the way through, if you're corn, for example, all the way through pollination? Or do you take a flyer ahead of pollination?
Well, I think it depends on where we go ahead of pollination. If we can get up 380, maybe a dime up from here, well, I'm probably going to get back in the saddle again. It might be with some puts and selling some calls above the market. We've got a little room to move up. But I think, you know, from 385 on up, why we have to think more seriously about selling some corn.
And November beans at 9.17. You know, a lot of people are saying November beans, if everything comes to fruition, are going to be 8.50 or lower at harvest.
Yeah, they are. And that one's going to probably, it's going to be hard not to sell a few somewhere in the 9.25 to 9.35 range. But we'd like to not get too aggressive there. But we might do a few more for the people who haven't done anything.
What else do you have for us today?
As we look at things here, the Greece situation seems to be righting itself. That's what's happening with the dollar today. You know, I think one of the things we're going to really have to keep an eye on is how intense the El Nino effect is going to be sort of in the China area. India is already talking about maybe their best is 88% of their monsoon season coming to fruition. And watching the weather other places, I think, is going to be very important. But, you know, I think we've got a very good forecast coming on here, and we're going to see how fast Missouri and Kansas and all those people can get planted and what they have left to go.
And we give up on Texas for corn.
Well, Texas is it's going to do well not getting there. So a lot of cotton planted down there, I think. Yeah. The dryland cotton is going to have a hard time getting in on time.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. And he is in Newmarket, Indiana. July corn, 358, up 5 3/4. September, 363 3/4, up 5 1/2. December, 374 1/2, up 5 1/2. July soybeans, 942 1/2, up 16 1/2. September, 918, up 16 1/2. November, 917 1/2, up 16 1/4. July soybean meal, 303.10, up 6.50. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.